Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 16. I'm Emily and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. About 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for and then to thank God for it. Let's begin that. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that we'll be able to find joy in our relationship with God. Let's take about 20-25 seconds of silence to pray for that. Our scripture reading today comes from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9. It says, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged until he establishes justice on the earth. In his teachings, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out and who spreads out all of the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you." We'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "I will make you to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness." Let's take a few moments to meditate on the various ways that God frees us from things that hold us captive and invites us to help free others as well. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I might not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel. mercy to protect.